Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver Towing. And today we're going to be joined by hobby stock driver Corey Groenwald. We're also going to hear from Bob Allen from Arlington Raceway, Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts, and a little more from our old friend Speed the Sauce Man at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
At Landpros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Landpros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Landpros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420 sell, or go to landpros.com. That's landpros.com.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours. So make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the
Nobody knows what you want or need like you. That's why Honda offers 8 models in their 2021 4Trax Rancher all-terrain vehicle lineup. Every Honda Rancher is loaded with features you want, like a powerful engine, wide front drive shaft guards, a spacious front utility compartment, and an easy-to-use reverse system. And independent rear suspension that offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. You can even get models with Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission. So cruise on over to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out a Honda Rancher today. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ADV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Whether it's in the name of love, hammer time, or just your old-fashioned red light, you will be able to stop dependably with Napa Brakes from Napa Auto Parts. This month, you'll get a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail with a qualifying Napa Brakes purchase of $250 or more. And there are more price breaks where that came from. Take on a bit of spring cleaning with these savings, up to 29% on select Armor All products. Plenty more on sale throughout May, so stop by Napa today.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and today I am joined by hobby stock driver Corey Groenwald. And Corey, your father was a five-time track champion at Murray County Speedway in Slayton. That kind of family history really had to have an impact on you becoming a racer.
Yeah, I followed in my dad's footsteps. He got back into racing when I was about 5 years old, I think it was, after about a 10-year break from the racing. Ever since then, I've kind of followed in his footsteps, I guess you can say.
Just the sights and sounds and excitement of being around cars, and especially around your dad doing that type of stuff at that age, has to have a major impact on a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, the only downfall back then was you spend all week helping him with the cars and being around him, and then you couldn't be in the pits with him on the nights of the races, because back then, you know, they didn't let kids in the pits.
As you started your own racing career, what are some of the moments you can remember the most about your dad giving you some advice or helping you become a better driver?
Oh, we obviously had our moments. There were always times where he would get after me for certain things I would do. Starting out, I started racing when I was 17, and he obviously didn't get to watch me much because we ran the same classes, but if he was behind me for the couple of laps that he normally was only behind me, he would critique me, tell me that I'm driving too hard, or you can't run that line at this track, or, you know, and wrecking a lot of cars. He kept threatening to take the cars away from me because of the lack of funds. But as my career got going, you know, I got my first victory in my second season, and I'll never forget that one. It was I defeated my dad, actually, and it was in Worthington.
That had to be a fun night.
Yeah, he definitely didn't give it to me by any means. I think I only beat him by, like, a fender or something, and he was pretty excited himself to see his kid out there doing what he loved so much. And my other siblings didn't get into it a whole lot. I should say they didn't get into it a whole lot. He really didn't give them the opportunity to try it. I think my oldest brother, he raced in Worthington, I think, one or two nights. And then my second oldest brother, he ran a couple mechanic races. But other than that, that's about all my siblings had to do with running the race cars.
In 2020, you finished third in hobby stock points at Fairmont Raceway. Fairmont is big and fast. Is that a track that fits your style of racing?
You know, that was actually the first full year of me running a half-mile racetrack. I typically didn't, per se, like the half-miles, and that goes back to Jackson in 2010. I was leading the B feature of the Jackson Nationals to make it in the A, and I totaled out a car going into turn one, a broken axle, and rolled it eight times and got a severe concussion, and that kind of took me out of half miles. I didn't like them from then. And then 2020 with the COVID, there weren't many tracks to run, or, you know, they were limited, or, and so we decided we were going to run Slayton on Fridays, and we were going to run a full season over in Fairmont. And towards the end of the year, we started to get the hang of things over there. We got a few heat race wins. Ran towards the front and quite a few of the features. So for me in 2020, that half mile track, it was a confidence booster for me.
Looking at pictures of that car from the Jackson crash, that thing was a pile of junk. It was lucky you weren't hurt a lot worse.
That car, I would say that was Dad's baby. From that car there, I actually, when I ran that car, I ran it the week before at the Worthington Nationals and finished second to Corey Probst in it. And took it to Jackson that weekend. But that was the season I ran stock car for that full season. And I told Dad I wanted to try that car because that was his favorite car. And we were pretty successful in it. And, yeah, in Jackson, it was not good.
You finished fourth in hobby stock points at Murray County Speedway in Slayton last season. I love hobby stocks at Murray County Speedway. It is so exciting for the fans in the stands. It's got to be a blast to be in that feature pack as a driver.
Slayton's a fun track. Slayton's probably my favorite track. Slayton, it's definitely a driver's track, and everybody's fast there. And, like you said, it's fun and it's exciting. Everything happens so fast there.
This season, you're going to be running against upside-down Bubba Brown in the hobby stocks. Bubba is really a character.
Yeah, Bubba and I have been good friends for the past couple of years now as we've gotten to know each other. I've been helping him out on his Hornet, and he pits next to me over in Slayton, and we've kind of been going around to the racetracks together when we do run. He ran last weekend over in Britt in his hobby stock for the first time, and he said he had fun, so he's excited to get it over to Slayton, a track that he's familiar with.
In 2020, the choice was made not to have racing at Worthington Speedway. When did you become involved with the fair board and the track and start talking about making the decision to bring racing back?
I've been on the fair board at the Nobles County Fairgrounds for 5 years. I've been the president for the past three. We had promoters Adam and Glenn, and then the racetrack, they gave it up, and last year it was awarded to a new promoter. With COVID in 2020, he opted not to run, which we understood. You know, everything was up in the air. It was pretty tough when you couldn't have fans in the stands. So we opted to let him not run. Coming into the 2021 season, he had kind of had some issues with friends and people that were going to help out and didn't seem to be able to make it work. So me and one of the other fair board members kind of talked one night about, honestly, this all happened about 2, maybe 3 months ago. And we kind of laid it out that, you know, if we could get the rest of the fair board on board and we could find a race director to run it for us once we had everything lined up, that we thought, you know, this would be no better season than the fair board to take it back over. And I think, if I remember right, one of the guys on the fair board said that the fair board hasn't ran the track since the mid-70s. I might be wrong there, but I think that's what they told me. So we had a meeting about 2 months ago, and the board told us to bring a budget back. If we could prove in a budget that it would break even or make a little bit for facility upgrades, that they were okay with it. So I got on the phone with IMCA. I got on the phone with Aaron Betts, and we drew up our budget. IMCA was on board for Saturday nights here in Worthington, and our budget showed that, you know, we would break even. So we brought her back to the board. Everybody voted, and, we're going to have racing in Worthington in 2021 on Saturday nights.
Starting May 22nd, 5 IMCA-sanctioned classes of racing will hit the track on Saturday nights. You have to be getting a lot of positive feedback about that.
The feedback, the support, it's actually been incredible. Me and my other board member that have been kind of doing a lot of it, it's Corey Banky, and he used to race himself. But the community support, the support from drivers all around, you know, we've been optimistically surprised with the support that we've been given thus far.
And as the fair board president, and also you'll be running your hobby stock on Saturday nights at Worthington Speedway, bringing Aaron Betts on board as race director for Murray County Speedway, what a brilliant idea.
Yeah, so when we got in these talks, there were only two of us that were really adamant about we're going to do this, you know, and the rest of the board was okay with it, but they wouldn't commit to being there. You know, and the only one that would commit to every Saturday was myself, but that's because I was going to be there racing. And being a race car driver and the fair board president, and on a Saturday night, I just felt that was a conflict of interest. So we hired Aaron Betts to be the race director so that I myself will not have anything to do with racing operations on Saturday night. I'll just be in my pit stall with my race car.
By the looks of the pictures, a lot of time and effort has already gone into the track. The place looks incredible.
Yep. Me and my wife, my daughter, and Corey, we've been out there every nice day that we get. We've been doing anything from turning the soil to try to get the track back to what it should be. Repaired the walls, guardrails. We've been working on doing some grandstands repair, getting the concession stands all cleaned up and operable, billboards. And when we're not at the track, we're, you know, it's always in the back of our mind. We're looking for sponsors or we're looking for workers or whatever it may be. And at the same time, you know, communicating with Aaron, because ultimately, you know, he's going to be the boss on Saturday. So he's got to be okay with our decisions as well.
It's those little things that make all the difference in the world. Fans, business owners, or sponsors can purchase a brand new bike for $75 for a weekly giveaway. What a great idea for someone to get involved with the racetrack and also doing something special that's going to mean a lot to a kid.
Yeah, that was the bike thing. You know, a lot of tracks have been going to it. Some tracks do it every week. Some tracks just do one big night where they give away a lot of bikes. Or, you know, me myself, I kind of got it from my dad. He always wanted to do something for the kids, you know, and whether he would do candy tosses or he would give, you know, a sponsor a bike or whatever it may be. And this was just one thing that we thought, you know, we needed to do every Saturday to try to bring the families to the racetrack. You know, we want to keep it a good, fast-moving show and family-friendly. So, yeah, you know, every Saturday here in Worthington, one little girl and one little boy will go home happy with the brand new bike. And as you said, it's $75 a bike. You can sponsor one, you can sponsor two, or you can sponsor four, how many ever you would like.
You have to be excited about your car this season. You already had it ready for pictures on February 14th. That car looks bad fast.
Yeah, so I've been running a medieval chassis since 2013. I bought a brand new one in 2019, and then I just bought a new one this year. It's a brand new 2021 medieval. Jesse and Dana have been incredible to work with. And we went to a different chassis for the simple fact of the color choices. There's a lot of meaning behind my new car, and we were set to go racing in Beatrice, and due to work obligations, we couldn't go there. But, yeah, this car looks nice, or looks nice, I should say. But, yeah, there's a lot of meaning behind this brand new car.
I know Jesse and Dana Olson at Medieval Chassis, not only do they design a beautiful car, but Jesse makes them ultra-safe.
Yep, Jesse builds a fantastic car. I've never had any issues with Jesse's cars. I've actually, you know, unfortunately been upside down in a medieval as well. And, you know, it's super safe. I can't honestly say I've ever bent one of his cars. They're very well built.
Over the past weekend, you had a birthday party for the Rye Guy. Who is the Rye Guy, and what did he mean to your race team?
So Rye Guy, it's Ryan Klinken. He was one of my biggest supporters. He was also my best friend. He passed away in June of 2020, died in a tragic car accident. And the car we purchased and built the way we did is for him. So our 2021 campaign is hashtag racing for Rye Guy.
You also have designed some really cool race gear to go along with that racing theme. And do you have some of this available for fans to purchase this season?
We do. The hats are done. The shirts, we're picking them up here in the next couple days. We actually just got confirmation they were done, so when we can get time to get down to Sebasmo to pick them up. But yes, I have shirts, hoodies, hats, all for sale, and it's all Rye Guy themes. Ryan was big into black, chrome, gray, and that's why my car and all the apparel looks the way it does this year.
What does Little Mo stand for on the side of your cars?
My dad's name was Mahoney. His nickname was Mahoney. And as I started to get older and be around in the pits more with Dad, I got the nickname Little Mo. My dad used to put Mahoney on the bottom of his car, so we went with Little Mo on the bottom of my cars, and that's kind of been there every year.
What is your biggest accomplishment so far in your racing career?
Oh, boy. You know, I've never won a points championship, and I can't say that I'm disappointed about that. I did place second one year in points, and to me that's a big win considering the guys that I race around here with on a weekly basis. You know, the hobby stock class down here around the Worthington-Slayton area is, I would say, one of probably close to the toughest competition. You know, I race against national champ Corey Probst. I race against national champ Justin Lunenberg. So I would say placing second in points to Justin, I think it was in 2018, I want to say.
How excited are you going to be opening night May 22nd at Worthington Speedway?
You know, it's gonna be a great night. I've been wanting to bring racing back to Worthington for the past 2 years, you know, and to be one of the guys that successfully got it back to Worthington, and not only got it back to Worthington, got it back to IMCA. You know, I used to race USRA, There's just not much US 3 around this area anymore. So to get it back to IMCA and to get it back on Saturday nights, the only thing that's going to make it more exciting is if the cars and the fans show up to support the facility and to show their appreciation that it's back and running.
You also have to be really proud to know the amount of revenue that you're bringing back to your home community every Saturday night. Race fans and race drivers spend money in NOAA's communities.
Absolutely. You know, anywhere you go race, whether you pull in town and go eat at a fast food restaurant, or whether some of the cars pull into a gas station to fill their race car or their tow rig with fuel, the revenue goes every which way in the community. And not only you come to the racetrack, you eat at our concession stand, or, you know, and all that, all our concessions, everything we've done, and we've kind of stuck to it, is we've kept everything local. Everything we've tried to do, we've tried to keep in Worthington.
You got your car out Sunday night for the first time this season. Looked a little rough. Hope the car's okay.
Yeah, we decided to take her out to the new Raceway Park on Sunday. Just try to shake some bugs out of it and see what, you know, we had to do with this new car, if our old setup worked, or, you know, if we had to make some changes, make sure everything worked. The car is top-notch, just like my old one. You know, me and Jesse over at Medieval have found some things that work for me, things that he not necessarily has tried before, but I gave him the idea, and he built the shock, or he built, you know, whatever it may be for me. The heat race, I had to start dead last because we hadn't been there before, and they had 32 hobby stocks. I had to make top three. I was passing to get in third, and the guy was spinning out and slammed right into the side of my car. It was a racing deal, but I guess it's a race car now.
Corey, thank you for bringing racing back to Worthington on Saturday nights, and I can't wait to see that number 59 hobby stock at Worthington Speedway and Murray County Speedway in Slayton this season. It's going to be a blast, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thanks for having me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chad Rears, Rears Machine and Racing Products. One of our questions that we had is our suspension cage bearings. What we recommend is on your rear suspension, you unhook your shocks and your four-link rods every 4 to 10 races, or as often as you can. What you want to do is you'll take the cage and you'll just spin it around the axle tube like that. And what that's going to do then, in a sense, is relocate that internal grease inside of there. If it just sits there and rocks, it's going to get a memory and stay in the same spot. When you can take that cage and spin it to relocate the grease, that just helps the longevity. One part of the question is, can you feel when they go bad? And the answer to that question is yes. When you spin this cage, you will be able to feel if there is glitches in that bearing, you'll be able to feel it going bad. Another part of the question was, how often do you replace them? Well, there is no real set date. We got guys that have run bearings for multiple seasons. It depends on how often you rotate that cage to relocate the grease and how well you take care of your equipment.
Check us out online at WearsMachine.com.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
You already know, Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Bob Allen from Arlington Raceway. And Bob, Arlington builds racing families. That's one of the things that your track does better than anybody else.
Well, thanks, Clayne, for having us on. We appreciate it. We do strive and work real hard to bring the family atmosphere out at Arlington. You know, occasionally we'll get some members of a family that might get a little bit upset and move on, do something else. But in the long run, we usually end up with seeing them back at some point or another. So we just work real hard on what we can do to keep the family atmosphere going. And one of the biggest issues there is getting them started early in that go-kart class.
The 2021 season opener is Saturday, May 8th. And I know it's always exciting to get the track back open up and running. And you guys have been doing this a long, long time.
Well, we'll have to count it up, but I believe this will be our 41st season opener at the Arlington Raceway. So, it's been a while, but we'd never want to get into what we would call a routine, because the industry is constantly changing and the technology is changing. So we have to pay attention to what's coming down the road, and I have a good opportunity to do that with my other business that I'm involved with in selling racetrack insurance nationwide.
Fans that are listening that may not have had a chance to make it to Arlington Raceway, what classes can fans see on a typical night of racing at Arlington?
Well, we run the IMCA-sanctioned classes, and we start out with our sport compacts and hobby stock cars, and move all the way up to stock cars, modifieds, and sprint cars. And those classes are in action each and every Saturday night, along with our outlaw. Our only non-sanctioned class is our outlaw hobby stock division. So all of those classes in action, so you can see everything from a sprint car to a sport compact and everything in between each week at Arlington. And then on alternating weeks, we will run go-karts before our racing program, and also an auto and truck cross a division that's mixed in throughout the season. So probably one of the widest variety of auto racing in the state of Minnesota at Arlington. And we look forward to, and we appreciate the fact that the racers and fans don't always want to see the same thing all the time. So we give them a pretty wide variety.
The comments I get from drivers and fans alike are the speeds at Arlington Raceway. You do a great job of setting up the track to make it fast, and it typically is fast all night long.
Yeah, we've learned over the years, and some of the racers did not appreciate the fact in the past that we've had a little bit heavier track than others. And just about any race car driver, you could kind of ask them on a given night what they'd like to see as far as a track surface, and a lot of them would change their mind throughout the night, just given the fact of their current setup and inventory of racing. So we know that that's a factor, that everybody has a varying degree of what they want to see. But more and more, we're seeing a little bit more interest in what people call a drier, slick-type racing. And we try not to give that as much as we can, but we also get as close to it as we can, because we do know that when you get a real dry racing surface, you end up with a track that eats tires most people don't realize this, but if you add up the cost of the number of race cars that we have on a given night, and if we were to give them a rubber down track every night, there's a possibility we'd have The drivers themselves would be paying about $30,000 in track prep just to give a rubber down racetrack by buying tires all the time. So we have a happy medium in between that we try to reach to please them all, but it's a challenge each and every night just because you have wind speed and humidity and a lot of different variables.
As we move into August, the Sibley County Fair races. August 4th, you have the Stock Car Shootout. August 6th, A Night of Destruction, something different for everyone. And then August 7th, the fair races. And there is nothing like the opportunity to bring your family, walk around the fair for a while, and then head up in the grandstands for a great night of entertainment.
That's true. We've been running races and events during the Sibley County Fair for all of the years that we've been there. And not only the Saturday night program, but work with the fair board to come up with additional activities to do during the fair. And a lot of racers and fans have commented that they really look forward to that time of the year just because of the variable of having the fair and the old county fair atmosphere with racing. And a lot of people remember that from a lot of years past.
It's always nice to see racing extended into September. You have three great nights of racing. And the other benefit of those races is you get to see drivers that you haven't seen throughout the season because the tracks that they raced at for points are now done for the year.
That's true. We've extended our season many years ago to run through the month of September, and there's some special events that take place, and racers have the opportunity to go out and run those special events or stay closer to home and run at Arlington. And we found over the years that the majority of racers do want to have a weekly program and want to finish the season out with a weekly program. It just seems like when you get into the special events, unfortunately, you know, certain race teams have gotten to the point where they kind of spend the money to be special event race teams. The weekly racer looks at that and says, well, I can't afford to do that, so I'm going to go out to a weekly show where I know I can compete and go for that. And yes, we do get a lot of travelers that come in late in the season and even a little bit early in the season where they'll travel in and check out the races and a lot of times end up coming back in September when their tracks are shut down for the season. So it's been a unique opportunity to extend and get a few more events in. And one of the things that we've noticed, and for that reason, we see some travelers coming in that may be chasing the national IMCA points. And a weekly show is a much better situation for them to gain points than it is to go to a special event that might have 100 race cars in a given division. So it's kind of been a positive on all ends. When we look at the number of national champions that have come out of Arlington, we feel that that is a positive factor, that we've been able to give them a few more shows.
Bob, if they'd like to find out more information about Arlington Raceway, what are the best ways to do that?
Well, number one, you can give us a call at either my cell number or Levi's number. We've got those posted on our website, arlingtonraceway.com. There's more information available there. And we also have a Facebook page that we update on a real regular basis called the Arlington Raceway official page.
Bob, congratulations on 41 years at Arlington Raceway.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And it's something that we would never be able to accomplish without the help and support of all of the racers and all of the fans. And probably one of the most important factors that we see, especially this time of the year, as we're rounding up and finishing up all of the people that will be working in the positions, the track help. Most people don't realize that, you know, those people are giving up their weekends to come out and help the racers enjoy the sport that they're involved with. And we can't give enough credit to all the employees that make it happen at the Arlington Raceway.
And thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thank you.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Have you noticed your car is using more oil than it used to? Do you notice a little extra smoke coming out of the tailpipe? This could be caused by normal daily driving of your car. Justice Brothers Oil Treatment reduces exhaust smoke and oil burning due to excessive engine wear, and it helps your engine run smoother, cooler, and quieter. It also helps to restore lost compression and protect against oil oxidation. Help your car and the environment. Try a can of Justice Brothers Oil Treatment today. Check out JusticeBrothers.com.
If you've ever dreamed of owning a new Corvette, now's your chance. Visit WinAZ51Corvette.com for your chance to win a new 2021 Elkhart Lake Blue Metallic Z51 Corvette and help support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. At WinAZ51Corvette.com, you'll get all of the details on how you can win a fully loaded, top-of-the-line 2021 Z51 Corvette and make your dreams come true. The drawing is this August 14th, and all proceeds benefit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So visit WinAZ51Corvette.com and see how easy it is to enter to win a brand new 2021 Z51 Corvette.
Buyers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulling tractors, Buyers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car is little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Buyers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts in Des Moines, Iowa. And Pat, you are always out early with the trailer. What races did you hit so far this season, and how were those races?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I haven't been out to very many races because we're so doggone busy, and I just, you know, it killed me not to go to Florida. It killed me not to go to the King of American Humboldt, so I pushed myself to go to the next USMTS race, which was in Webster City, and the weather was very nice. I got to see a lot of old customers, got to meet some new customers. It was a good weekend, and I got to tell you, it's just, I don't know what this COVID deal has done to the industry, but we have been going 200 miles an hour since about April of 2020, and it's I'm hesitant to tell people that because there are some individuals out there that are probably struggling a little bit because of the COVID thing, but everybody I talk to in the racing industry is just wide open, and the next step that we have to all face is the fact that our suppliers can't keep up with our demand, and so far we've been pretty lucky, and we struggle on a few things, but it's crazy. I I'm hoping to go to a couple of races in May, but I'm not really sure. I guess it really depends on how busy we are. And, you know, we've hired a new person, and he's taken to building drive shafts real good, real quick. And so we decided to go ahead and buy another drive shaft machine. So we'll have four guys building drive shafts all day long. And it's just, you know, I get here at 7 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes I don't leave till 6:30 the next day, the same day. So it's crazy. We've got a lot of good customers. We've done a lot of good marketing somewhere, evidently, because we're continuing to get 5 to 6 new customers somewhere in the United States every single day. So business is good. Life's good. Like I said, we've got a really, really, really good group of customers, and business continues to grow.
Pat, virtually every manufacturer I talk to is suffering from the same issues: parts availability to build what they manufacture, or delays when the stuff is done to get it shipped out. Have you been running into any of that?
Well, I've tried, because I'm so busy and I don't have time to really order parts as I need them. So what I did in October of 2020, I sat down with my tubing supplier and I said, look, we need to make a blanket order for the year 2021, because I'm not going to have time to sit down and order every time I need it. So I want you to send me this month, every month, I want you to send me tubing. I said, I don't want to call you and tell you. This is what I'm going to need for the whole year of 2021. Well, that was fine, but the price of steel was going to go up January 1st. I goes, okay, then give me everything I need for 2021 between now and July 1st. So come June 30th, we're going to get a whole bunch of tubing. So we're okay as far as that goes. We're running a little bit of problem getting some components to build dry shafts, but you know, our carbon fiber sales have just absolutely gone through the roof. We sold 880 carbon fibers in 2020, which was a record year for me. And already this year, we've sold 125 carbon fiber each month. So, you know, we're almost to 500 just in 4 months. So we're able to source product to build the steel dry shafts. We've got a couple of people working 3 hours a night to help keep us caught up. Our warehouses have just gone absolutely crazy, and right now we're probably, honest to gosh, we're probably 300 dry shafts behind, but we're doing what we can do to keep plugging away.
This season, Upside Down Bubba Brown will be running a brand new fast shaft in his new hobby stock this season. It's always great to see these drivers switch divisions and learn a brand new car and watch them progress through their career. You've had to have fun watching clients progress from Hornets to hobby stocks to stock cars to modifieds over the years.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, you know, meeting so many different types of racers throughout the United States, and to watch them, like you said, progress from the Hornets to the hobby stocks, and some of them hop into the sport mods, and after that they hop straight into the dirt late models. And with the crate late models division growing like wildfire throughout the United States, it's really, really cool to watch these guys. And I don't know what has put a fire under everybody's butt, but racers are dying to race everywhere, every night. And yeah, it's been fun. Our customers have won a lot of races already this year, and I got to see pictures of Bubba Brown. We chatted on the phone a couple of times, and he seems to be a genuine young man, and it's going to be fun to watch him grow. And this business is just, it's baffling how busy we are, and all the different people we meet, and it's fun.
One place I know that fans and drivers are going to get to see you for sure will be in the infield at the Harris Clash.
Yeah, Bob Harris and I sat down and listened to Bob Harris's and Chad's show every other Monday night and chime in. So Bob and I, we've stayed in contact with each other, and we hope to do a little bit more than we've done in the past. We've tried to grow our presence each year at the Harris Clash, and it's really a fun race. It's a wonderful facility at Deer Creek Speedway, and, you know, Bob Harris, he's a class act, and he really puts on a good show, and he continues to try to make more and more for the drivers to win at that event. And, he does a very good job stuffing such a big event into one night. It's crazy how busy we are at that event. But like I said, the Deer Creek Speedway, it's a class act facility, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job of running all those races through that night. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the Harris Clash. I'll load up my trailer and hop on my little motor home and head up that way, and I'll spend the night up there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the Harris Clash.
Pat, if they'd like to find out more information about getting a drive shaft for themselves or all the other great products you offer, what's the best way to do that?
You know, it's getting harder and harder with the way our business is growing. There are so many different avenues of communication today. It's hard for an old guy like me to remember who I talked to. And did I talk to them in a text message, or did they Facebook me? Did they send me an email? Did they call me? of course, it's always easiest to find me on Facebook at Fast Shafts by Axle Exchange, or you can just Google my name, Pat Fagan, on Facebook, and I'm pretty easy to find. And obviously, we've got an old website that's forever older than I am, but it seems to do a decent job at fastshafts.com, and you can look around on there. If you have any questions, by all means, you know, give me a call or find me on Facebook. I always answer Facebook messages as quick as I can. You can also reach us at 800-622-6617. Like I said, Facebook is always an easy way to find me.
Pat, you are always a wealth of knowledge, and it's always great to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
I appreciate everything you do for me, and you know the racers that you've introduced me to over the years is, you know, it always makes me feel, you know, like I'm doing something right, you know, because you've introduced me to a lot of people, and we know a lot of people together, so it's more than a pleasure to be part of your show. So I appreciate everything you do for me.
Celebrating 100 years of family-owned excellence, Pulver Towing will always be there for you. With multiple locations, an experienced staff, and quality customer service, Pulver Towing has emergency service available 24/7, and they work around the clock to offer towing, recovery, and roadside assistance to our communities. If you need them, call 507-282-3851. That's 507-282-3851. Pulver Towing, the premier towing experts.
Founded by Jesse Olson in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and multi-time national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and produce a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
66.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Still counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back to our special segment here on the Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And Speed, as soon as it'll quit snowing up here in Minnesota, we'll be able to get those grills out and do some tailgating at the races. And there is nothing better than a hot, juicy hamburger right off the grill at the racetrack.
Well, COVID must affect the weather, too, because every time something goes wrong, they say, well, it's COVID-related. But I'll tell you what, here's a recipe for some good burgers off the grill. My recipe is based on a pound of ground beef, 85% lean, using that to make four burgers, so you can just go from there. But take a pound of 85-15 ground beef, and I'll tell you what, I learned a little trick here the last year or so, is take a tablespoon and a half of water and dissolve about a half a teaspoon or so of baking soda in that water and stir it around until it gets dissolved real good, and then mix that in with your ground beef and let it sit about 15 minutes. What it does, I don't know whether it loosens the fibers up in the meat or whatever, but it helps them retain the juice. And I'll tell you what, you talk about juicy hamburgers, it's just second to none. And let them sit about 15 minutes, and then add a teaspoon of cookie flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning to that pound of ground beef, and then 2 tablespoons of cookie barbecue sauce to it. Now, I like to use the sweet and spicy or the tangy mustard, but you can use any one of the flavors that you want. Just make sure there's cookies on the label before you set it on your table. But mix that together and then make up your burgers. And I like to put a dimple in the center of them, or sometimes I'll even do a hole clear through them. And then when you throw them on the grill, they don't puff up so much, and you end up with a nice burger that slides onto that bun. And then, you know, if you want to throw a slice of cheddar cheese and a raw slice of onion on there, I like that. A lot of people like to grill their onion, but I like to throw the raw slice of onion on there. And tell you what, Clayton, you're in for a tasty treat.
Speed, for this great recipe and many more, they can check out your website.
You betcha. Just go to the old cookiesbbq.com, and there's all kinds of good recipes on there. It'll turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight. Just print them off, slip them under your pillow, and bingo, you've got it.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Enjoy the clean. Have a good one, buddy. See ya.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenburg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenburg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenburg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Friday night, April 23rd, they were racing at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa, in the IMCA Modified feature. Jeremy Mills over Austin Wolf in the Sport Mod A-Main. Alec Fett over Josh Appel in the Stock Cars. Andrew Borchert over Troy Swearingen in the Hobby Stock A-Main. Josh Seidels over Brandon Nielsen. And in the Sport Compacts, Max Heimbuck over Jaden Erickson. Mississippi Thunder also got their opener underway Friday night, April 23rd, in the Modified A-Main. It was the Iceman, Alex Williamson. In the B-Mods, Flying Ryan Olson. In the Late Models, Lance Hofert. In the Hobby Stock Division, Dustin Gulbranson over Nick Schwabach. And in the Hornets, Roy Cooper. Last Saturday night, Knoxville Raceway was racing. In the 410 wing sprint cars, Austin McCarl got a very emotional victory, his first win in a car he owns himself. In second place was Ian Madsen. In the 360 wing sprint cars, it was Josh Higday over Lee Gross. And in the Pro Series wing sprint cars, Matthew Selzer over Tyler Groendijk. Saturday night, April 24th, it was Modified Madness at Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City, Iowa. In the USRA Modified A Main, Rodney Sanders over Jake O'Neill. In the USRA Stock Cars, Josh Zeman over Todd Staley. In the USRA B-Mods, Ty Griffith over Jim Chisholm. In the Hobby Stocks, Zach Schmidt over Tyler Schlobaum. And in the Tuners, Jade Lang over Katie Stahl.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.